Tuesday night, or the Yud Gimel Sivan, Tovshinayin Dalet, or Halacha and Chavitol Bavos.
We saw last night a type of Borer, or a form of Borer, in that you have a mixture, and we start off Borer with a mixture, and you are putting the components of the mixture, each into the place where it belongs, whether it's a silverware setting at the table, or parts of the game, you're putting it in its proper place, or silverware back into the drawer. That's a form of borer, and that's allowed to be done only la'alter, only if your use of it is for right away. Now, we said that there's an eitzah. The poskim give an eitzah. Virtually all poskim hold of the eitzah, and that is you're holding the mixture in your hand, whatever, and you throw it down, you scatter it out, and now it's not a mixture anymore. You broke up the mixture. Now they're far apart from each other, or relatively far apart. Each one's a nikkur in itself, and they're not together anymore. You throw it down. So that's an eitzah to break up the mixture, and then you could take one at a time and put it in its place. So you throw it down. However, this I just saw, and this was a chiddush to me. Maybe it's not a chiddush, really. I don't know. They say, so it says the poskim say, that you can't do that one by one. You can take the mixture and throw it down, and it spreads out. But let's say you have a mixture, and let's say sometimes I have like keys. Someone wants to take a key. Okay, that's gradual altus. So it's really not a problem. But let's say I want to avoid the problem of maybe taking the wrong key and saying, no, I don't want this key. I put it aside. So that's maybe a problem. That's another issue before Atzmo. If you're searching for something, when is it called Psolas, and you're rejecting the Psolas. But let's assume it's not even full Alta. Someone wants the key. Oh, I have a key to Aron Kodesh. We're going to be Davar Mincha in 2 hours. I don't have the key with me. Give me the key to Aron Kodesh. So I take out a bunch of keys I have in my pocket. And so it's not La'alta. So I could throw it down, and but sometimes you can do like this. I have a mixture of keys in my hand. I go. That you're not allowed to do. When you take one at a time, that's called you're taking one from the mixture. So even though you're not putting it in its right place right now, but that's not, that's what the person say, you should not do that. You're not allowed to do that. You shouldn't do that. To do it one by one, because then you're taking from a mixture and it's not la'alter. So you have to throw them down like at one time and thus break up the mixture in that way. And then there's no more mixture. So you're not taking from a mixture, but you broke up the mixture, and that is allowed. And that's the eighth of the place can give in such a case. If it's not la'alter, to throw it down and make an ois mixture. Okay, that's the halacha. But you can't do it one by one. You can't break up the mixture with a one by one, even if you're not putting it in this place now. You're just putting it down, bringing up the mixture that you can't do even one by one. Okay, we're going now to the Chavis Halvavus in the Hakdama, and he's talking about that. He says it's clear, very, very clear, logically, that there is Chavis Halvavus. The Sfarim don't seem to talk about it. Whatever Sifrei Halacha he had in his days didn't talk about Chavis Halvavus. And he says, like, why not? Maybe it's just a nice thing. It's a midah tova. It's mussar. He says, no, logically, it's a mitzvah. And we learned last night the force and the power of his logical reasoning why it must be a chiyuv, the mitzvahs of Chovos HaLevavos. Now he says, because it was barely chiyuv miderech haseichel, amarti b'libi. Why no svarim written about it? How to do these mitzvahs? Shemo inyan azein the kosum sefer Torah seinu. Maybe it's not in the Torah, so they didn't write it. They just wrote the mitzvahs that it says in the Torah. They wrote halachas. Al kenhi nuchul lechabro b'sefer sheyareinu also v'yareinu inyanov. Now you have to understand, if you're writing a sefer nuchus tefillin, so you're writing the how-to of tefillin. So you're writing where, you know, what, and how. You know, you're describing the Chovos HaEvarim. With Chovos HaLevavos, it's not just a question of like writing a sefer of Hilchas Benod Machavero or Hilchas Avos Hashem. You're also talking about the attitude, and how do you develop that attitude? Because if it's already Chovos HaLevavos, and you're talking about you have to have a certain attitude, so then we have to teach you how to not just the technical, you know, chiyuvim that obligates you to do, but also how to develop that attitude, or else that's what such a sefer would entail. So he says, maybe because it doesn't say in the Torah, so they didn't write about it. I didn't share Bikashti b'sefer Torah, but I opened up the Torah. Umesosiv, Shizkabay Pomer Rabbos, plenty of mitzvahs that are written there, b'feirish, k'mashin ne'emar, b'yohavto, eis Hashem elokecha, b'chol levavacha, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol miyodecha. So it's not just like what Ava would require you to do, but also the etzem Ava. And that's what he talks about, of course, in Shara Avos Hashem. So that's, you have to think about Torah concepts. That's a Chovos HaLev. Not just the act of learning Torah, but he's teaching up Al Levavecha means you have to develop Torah attitudes, Torah principles, Torah thoughts, Torah values. The Omar Liavos Hashem Elokecha, the Shema Abakolo, the Dovka Bo. That's only through the mind. Plenty of psukim. You know, that's not always an easy mitzvah to do. Sometimes it's quite hard. Not everybody is so lovable like me. You have to develop that. Certainly is mechovas halavavos. He's learning that it's not just, according to the Rambam, the planning to get it away from Yena, but he's learning it's taka the chovas halev of wanting it so much. That not necessarily chaylik under Rambam, but at kaponim it's the desire shebelev, v'lo sikom v'lo sitar, v'lo sisnas achicha b'levavecha, v'lo tasur rachmei levavchem v'yachmei neichem, v'lo tamitzes levavcha, v'lo tikpos esyotcha. This is all, it says beferish in the Torah about attitudes and about thoughts and attitudes and your mind. Okay, we'll stop here. This was shear number 15.